The Me Too movement and overall concerns about sexism and harassment in a cross-section of American industries is helping lead to some fairly rapid transitions in business schools. Harvard, Stanford, and Vanderbilt are all offering classes that address at least a few of the concerns of millennial women and men. To learn more about how and why, I'm joined by John Byrne. He's founder and editor of poetsandquants.com, which covers MBAs and business schools worldwide. John, are we seeing more changes at business schools in response to what's going on in the culture, or are we just hearing more about those changes?
Yeah, I think in many ways business schools and what they teach are a reflection of what goes on in general society and business at large. And given all the conversation about gender inequality, sexual harassment, that is certainly infiltrating many cultures of some of the best business schools. So you have, you know, Vanderbilt Owen School is now doing classes on Uber and the bro culture of Silicon Valley. Stanford is just started a new course called Equity by Design, Building Diverse and Inclusive Organizations. Harvard has been tackling these issues for a number of years, in part because they had a serious problem when there was a pretty strong frat vibe on the campus. And men were commandeering classroom discussions and playing that awful game, would you kill, sleep with, or marry her? Of course, in cruder terms. And a disproportionate share of the men were getting the high honors at Harvard. And it led to a great deal of introspection, not only at Harvard, although Harvard was first, but many of the other schools.
Is it about trying to do the right thing ethically, or is it about, well, trying to do the right thing to stay strong and to keep people wanting to come to your school?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of the two, really. And a lot of the initiatives are actually driven by student demand and interest. One really interesting thing that happened is at UC Berkeley, at the Haas School of Business. Back in November of 2015, there were a couple of guys, actually, who started a group called Manbassadors. And basically what the group is an attempt to gather men on campus, although women now are in the group as well, and to have monthly discussions about gender issues. And to talk about, you know, how do you avoid mansplaining and how do you pay attention to sort of unconscious tendencies that may occur in class to dominate airtime and group discussions if you're a guy and not let women have more of a say. And some of this has kind of worked its way out of the system because more and more women are going to the top business schools. Now many schools have 40 to 44% of their enrollment among women, and that's sort of a new development. It had been stuck around a third for quite a few years, and that's a big difference from med school and law school where it's more like 50-50. But increasingly, schools are working hard to make their cultures embraceable by women, and a lot of the men kind of get it. These are, by and large, millennials. They care about these issues, and they care about socially responsible careers. And so even though you find few MBAs entering, let's say, the nonprofit or social enterprise sector, there's tremendous interest in just doing the right thing today, whether it involves ethical and moral behavior or whether it involves fair and equal treatment of minorities and women.
John, for how many people does this feel like it's about time? And for others, they feel like, well, okay, they're at least they're figuring it out. At least they mean well now.
Yeah, I think it definitely is about time. And I think the fact that this issue has become front and center socially and in the media has even helped it along a little bit more and put like a exclamation point on it. So while this has been occurring in the last 3 to 5 years in the business school community, more courses, more case studies involving gender equality and ethical issues, I think the Harvey Weinsteins and the others who have been in the media of late really have extenuated the conversation in the classroom and made this much more prevalent. But again, you know, most people go to business school to make money and to get a better career. And that's the primary focus. And So you have most kids going into consulting and banking and technology and consumer products. But even though they are doing that, they are looking for companies that are far more responsible to society and community.
John, these are really competitive industries we're talking about here. Have we seen any comments related to, well, okay, people need to get thicker skin because this is tough and you can't baby people and it can't all be about the culture and making them feel comfortable? I'm simplifying it, obviously, but is there a little bit of that? Is there a little bit of a backlash based on that?
Oh, I think that's inevitable because, you know, you don't only have one kind of person going into an MBA program anywhere in the world. You have people who are, you know, who want the money, who want the big jobs in hedge funds and venture capital and private equity and investment management. And they may have sharper elbows and have less empathy and sympathy for these issues. But, you know, that's still a minority today. It is not a majority. And I think, you know, these cultures are much more inclusive and diverse than they've ever been. In part because they draw upon the best and the brightest all over the world. They're not an insular kind of academic program, and because they're very responsive to what's going on in society and in business. And I think the mindset of the millennial is such that, you know, they are concerned about these issues. They want to kind of get it right. They blame a lot of baby boomers for the world they've inherited, rightfully or wrongfully. And they think they're going to make major improvements on this. And I think business school cultures are a microcosm of that.
John Byrne is founder and editor of poetsandquants.com, which covers business schools around the world.